Blog Talk Radio.
Our lives to you, God, to be like you, you know, to do what you want us to do and do and say what you want us to say. Bless us here today and give us these requests made known, Lord. Let them come to pass. Thank you for those who stayed up all night with us as we praise you and gave you glory. Thank you, Lord, for the thank you, the thousand thank yous a day that we try to give you on the blog line and many times over, and people coming from all over the world, we're giving you over 2 billion praises, if not many, many more. We ask that you receive this because we presented this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God, who is our comforter and our keeper. And people on this line right now, They do need comforting, Lord. Comfort in the name of Jesus. Somebody is lonely and they need to know that you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Someone's in trouble and we know they need to know that you're a troubleshooter. Somebody is down. They need to know that you pick up folks from down. And someone is out on the racetrack, but they need to know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask and think, and to bless your people everywhere. Now heal on the line. You've done it many, many, many times. Heal diseases and give grace and mercy in the name of Jesus. Don't let them leave the same way they come. In the name of Jesus. God, we're going to thank you in advance for requests we made because we have faith to believe you. And those who have faith to believe him, let's commence the line again with praise this morning. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Praise check. The line is open to you to praise with me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Adoration.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Celebrate you, Lord. Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. Wonderful job. Thank you. I want to open up that wisdom seminar this morning. I want to talk about habits. Yeah. You know, any man lack wisdom or woman lack wisdom, let them ask of God, who give it to all men, all women, liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given unto them. Amen. Let's see, and get the wisdom from the saints, you know. The Bible says, in the last day, God is sharing his secrets with the prophets as well as the saints. And the things that he hadn't revealed yet that he has been holding for the end time. Oh, my God. And this is the end time, so he's revealing deep secrets. God woke me up, was it two nights ago, about 2 o'clock in the morning, and talked to me extensively about a certain subject. Maybe I'll bring it to you. I've got to get clearance from him to whether it was just for me or do we let the whole world know this. But he gave me some deep insight on certain things. He reveals his secrets in the end time. And he, if you're one of his servants, if you're one of his prophets, one of his people who have been used of the Lord has used you many times, he may reveal secrets to you. Wisdom seminar is some time that we just reveal what God has told us. Amen. We're talking about habits this morning. Habits. And I will ask some specific questions. But I want to know, are you seeing that it's all around the country? Are you seeing it in your area too, where the enemy, the devil, the mean old devil, is trying to sift God's people as wheat by using habits, trying to get them back to their old habits and doing things they used to do. Amen. All right, help us out on that. Tell us what you think about these habits that are infiltrating the church. Lying habits. Some people are habitual liars. And they open their mouth. Let me give you this example. I made a statement to our pulpit about 3 or 4 years ago. And I was informed that one of our preachers was smoking. And I smelled some liquor on his breath, too. I made a statement, bold statement, in the pulpit. We had several preachers. And I said, I want every preacher in this pulpit who has a habit of smoking or drinking, and I want you to remove yourself by next Sunday from the pulpit. I said, because you've got to understand, you put that same reputation on all the rest of us. They won't say, call your name because you're not known. They'll say, the preacher's over there at Dr. Bernard Johnson's church smoking and drinking. Or they'll say the preacher's over there at Amazing Grace are smoking and drinking. So I said, I want you to remove yourself. And because, you see, we're dealing with street folks now. These people come from the street, and they can spot a phony from a mile away. You don't get up laying hands on people with smoke and you chewing gum, trying to cover up. They know gum chew smoke. They know that. They can recognize that just like nothing. You've been on the bottle and you're trying to cover up with gum or something. Folks from the street know your game. And they don't want you to pray for them either because they know you got these habits and stuff, trying to pray for people. And it embarrasses the kingdom of God. I said it embarrasses the kingdom of God. And you think the Lord going to use you? No. Amen. So we gotta clean up ourselves and drop these things so the Lord can use us greatly. Well, needless to say, when I made that statement at my pulpit, let me see, that next Sunday, it was about 3 preachers who had excuses why they couldn't be there. Of course, they didn't take the pulpit anymore, but we knew what happened. So you got to know that the enemy tries to bring habits in the church, gossiping habits, gossip all the time to keep stuff going. Messy habits just keep going all the time. Stuff, lies and mess going all the time. Confusion habits. People all the time just keep confusion up. That's their game. All the time keeping up confusion. And so many other kind of habits. You got to drop these habits. I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar. Give us whatever God gives you. Nothing is stupid. Nothing is not unimportant. You might, God uses the simple things to confound the wise. So just say what God is leading you to say, you'll be all right. All right, the wisdom seminar is open. We're talking about habits this morning. Habits. God. Jesus is a habit breaker. All right, go ahead.
Praise God. That might be a touchy subject, Chief Ambassador, because so many people have habits. And just to say, habits keep you in a sinful area. It keeps you yielding to the flesh. It causes you to be a stumbling block for many other people. Many other, it will, because people see you that you don't know see you. And I believe Mother Willie Johnson had said that earlier on the line. People can tell you where you've been. That's why when you see on TV sometimes a person has tried to murder someone and get away with it, they go back and track that person down every move they've made, and they can tell you, you were here at the nightclub, and we saw you smoking. We have video of you doing this. We have video of you drinking. We have video of you being a brawler. But the Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset you. These sins beset us in a position that is set away from God, that separates us from God. And no matter how the anointing is on your life, if you have these habits, and it's not just the smoking, the drinking. Some people have a habit of just, they're envious, they're jealous, they are fault finders, they are backstabbers. Whatever your position is that keeps you in sin, remove it, because the Bible says in Ephesians 5:27, you cannot have a spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. And all those such things falls under such things, blemishes. So we want to prepare ourselves and get rid of those habits, because our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we want you to know, habits can cause you to go to hell. Any little slip, any little mishap, it will cause you to miss heaven. God bless you.
God bless you. I hear somebody on here got a sleeping habit. All right.
Wow, now.
Yeah. All right. All right, the line's open to you. You got... I want to have a word about habits. The line is over to you. Who else? Line's over to you. Speak on that.
This is Ambassador Stith, and as we all know, that a habit is an acquired behavior, a repeated pattern that someone does is so involuntarily happens and occurs over and over again. And so whatever the habit is, it consumes you that you're to the point that you have no longer, you're controlling it. So really, a lot of times people don't realize it's just like the devil. He's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, destroy. So that habit he'll use to destroy you, and as the word of God says, your sins will find you out. If you eat too much, your size change. If you smoke too much, your lungs change. If you're sinning, hallelujah, glory to God, it'll find you out. Another example, I'm just going to put this one out there. I'm going to just close it down for me at the moment. Like sin, like David, meaning after God's own heart. David loved God, but yet still he had the woman of God, husband, killed Uriah. Even though David sin found him out, it didn't hit him. But his son in the next generation died. And I'm going to leave it there. Sometimes those sins will follow you. They'll knock on the door. They're always there. They never leave. And it'll come back to collect sometimes. And I'm just going to close it right there. Don't allow the sin to consume you or the habit.
All right. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stith. God bless you. Is there someone else who can speak on that habits? Give us what the Lord gives you. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else on habits?
Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning, Chief Ambassador. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say something about habits. Amen. There are some, believe it or not, there are some good habits and there are some bad habits. And we're yielding toward the bad habits. Praise the Lord. And I've been told that you can break a habit in 30 days if you do it persistent. You could break it. I do know that my exercise that I go to and everything, I had some muscles that need to be massaged and everything to be loosened. And I kept going and I kept going, and I think less than 30 days, because I did it persistent, I got rid of it. And I don't know anything about smoking or drinking or anything like that, but I was told that in 30 days you could get rid of it. But I know somebody else that I know. I wasn't introduced to that, but I was introduced to this man, that he can deliver you from any habit that you got cold turkey in no time. So I'm familiar with Jesus Christ, and I know if you got a habit that is, they are not good for you, amen, God can deliver, and I know that he will. So I praise God that I have a contagious habit that is good, that I'm contagious to the first fruit prayer line. That's a good habit. That number, amen. I've had forgotten a few numbers because my iPhone got me a little spoil, but I do know this number in my memory, and that's a good habit that I have, that I could come, amen, on the prayer line and express myself and pray. But those bad habits, you could put it in the hands of the Lord. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. God bless you. You always have something good to say, and I want to thank you. I'll tell you a good habit, too, if y'all would come to the blog line and thank God 1,000 times. Night, that's a good habit to have. I invite you to do so. And so many habits of fasting. I got in the habit of fasting. I couldn't get off until I had gone 1,000 days. I said, Lord, they won't believe it. God told me, don't worry about it. He said, your witness is already in heaven. And he said, there's a record on high. He said, your record is on high. So it's up there already. I started out fasting 3 days and three nights without even food and water. And when I completed that, I couldn't get a release from the fast. I just couldn't. So I started fasting from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Couldn't get a release. After I had fasted 10 days, I still couldn't get a release. Then 20 days passed, 30 days passed. I couldn't get a release. And I just woke up. I got in the habit of waking up fasting. I didn't want any food because I was fasting. 50 days passed, and I still couldn't get a release. 100 days. And then after 100 days, I was just in the habit every day for 365 days passed, and I still didn't have a relief. I didn't know why I was fasting. A whole year passed, and then before I knew it, you know, time runs by you. 2 years had passed, and when I got to 700 days, I said to God, God, I have but one request. He said, what is it, son? I said, since I'm at 700 days, bless me to go 1,000 days. And he said these words to me. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. In other words, You can do that, but you've got to have the faith to do it. And I had the faith to do it. I got in this habit of just fasting, a good habit of just turning my plate down and making God. You see, habits like that, fasting, says that you make God more important than your food. And your food is extremely important. But when you make him more important than your food, you say, I'm consecrating myself and turning my plate down. It gets God's attention. It really does. And before I knew it, I had fasted 1,000 days. I've got a book on this. You can read what happens. Everybody who reads this book on 1,000 days of fasting, they don't just get one miracle. They get several, several miracles. They happen immediately. And in fact, I didn't just go 1,000 days. Here's the habit thing. I got so attached to fasting until after I fasted this 1,000 days. And one of the things I did, I switched my fast around. Most days I went from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I decided that I wanted to switch it around and go from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 8 a.m., which is a longer fast than the 12 midnight to 3. And it's a very difficult fast, it is. But we got through it, and I didn't go just 1,000 days because I was in such a habit I couldn't get off of it. At 1,000, I woke up fasting every day, every consecutive day. And I think 1,105 or 1,107 days before I could really get off of this famine, this fast. And the rest is history of what God's done. Now, as Dr. Stern, Ambassador Stern, said, that there are some good fasts. There are some good habits, rather, to have. And one is to pray every morning and every noonday and every night. Whenever you get a chance, pray without ceasing, because prayer will change things. So I want to challenge you to pray. That's a great, great habit to have. And then another habit is to treat everybody right, to respect people. Don't take people for granted. You get in a bad habit of taking folks for granted, it won't bless your life. And other good habits you can have is treating your mother right. If you don't treat your mother right, you won't treat your wife right. If you young person, 16, 17, you won't treat the person in a relationship right. You can tell a man how he's going to treat you if he treats his mother right. That's a good habit to have for any man to have. Another habit for men to have is to be courteous to your wife. Amen. One of the things after 45 years of marriage, I still open the door. Amen. Ambassador Lady Betty, are you on the phone? She will tell you. I still do courteous things. Just she still gets limousine service. I call it limo service. I always think that if we're going anywhere, how can I drop her off closest to the door? That's what you call limousine service. How can I, if she's coming out, how can I get the car and have it right at the door for her? I mean, those are habits. I started out like that. I couldn't drop those habits, and I still got them. Good habits. And
I can agree with that.
All right. And there's so many good habits. But one of the things I say to the women, if a man has some good habits, you got to learn to appreciate a man and his habits that are blessing your life. Because you got to understand, most people don't know this, but inside a man is that same little boy that grew up and his mother patted him on the head all the time saying, baby, ooh, you the best little boy in the whole wide world. Come in and give me a hug. Yeah. A man still desires that. He wants to hear from that love of his life, that wife, that encouragement like that. People around him can tell him all the time, you did good. Oh, it was great, great, great. Don't mean nothing to him. Don't mean nothing. He doesn't even hear it many times. Mm. Until that wife, that special love in his life, says something to him. Then he begins to register it. So those are habits that men have. I don't know if men want me to tell many of their secrets, but it is true. It is true. Inside of every man is that little boy. He's got to be encouraged. And you can take a man, if he is great, you can make him greater, women, by having a habit of encouraging him. And look to see what takes him up rather than down. I said to my sister-in-law one time, I came to town, we were living in Texas, and came to town, and I said, they were having a dinner, and so they placed me beside my sister-in-law. And when everybody was talking loud and things like that, I simply said to her, I said, you know, so-and-so, I said, you ain't nothing, and you ain't going to never be nothing. She said, Bernard, why would you say something like that to me? I said, because I've seen how you treat your man. I've seen how you disrespect him at all times. And you don't realize that the key of you being somebody great is to make your man great. And the fact that you diss him, people watch that. If you disrespect him, they're going to disrespect him too. And when he walks in and they don't say nothing about him, that means they ain't going to say nothing about you. But if he comes in being respected, thank God for Elder so-and-so, thank God for Bishop so-and-so, whatever. And then they'll respect you too, and make you great because you made him great. And then another habit for a man to have, as God elevates you, don't leave your wife behind. Don't do it. Amen. Learn that as you go up, take her with you. This is extremely important. And the same thing about faith. If you've got a habit of having faith, don't get your faith elevated and hers left behind on ground level, and you got faith to move a mountain and she doesn't have faith to move a rock. See, it's not good. Okay. Have a habit of, as you go up, taking people with you. It's extremely, extremely important. I mean, I could say more, but I want to let you all talk a little bit. Let's talk about habits a little bit more. Anybody can say anything on habit? If so, the line is open to you.
Everybody, good morning. It's 816.
Morning.
I was thinking about how we can forget about the Lord and get off into religiosity and traditional. And God is about change, and I just thank God because he gives us an opportunity to lift him up every time a miracle does happen. Even before we were born, we all knew that God has a blueprint on our lives. And we do forget constantly every day he's blessing us. Every single day he does something in our lives that we can tell somebody about. But we forget and we seek out all other kind of books or people or all kind of things, and then we'll go to God at the end. We just need to learn how to put God first, really, really seek him out first in making any kind of decision. So I don't want to get in that. Break those kind of habits up on seeking others out first before the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Sean Gray. All right, anybody else? Wisdom Seminar, we're talking about habits this morning. All right. Anybody else have anything you want to say on habits? All right. God bless you. God bless you. Let me move to our praise reports. Thank God all night long we've gotten praise reports from different people. It's been so wonderful. So wonderful. Actually, let me get some praise reports on the shut-in last night. Tell us whether you thought it was good, whether you thought it's bad, if it helped you, if it blessed your soul, whatever. But let's talk about it a little bit. What did God do through the all-night shut-in last night for you? The line is open. Give us a praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Betty in Kansas City. And I really, really enjoyed the shut-in last night. About an hour and a half of it, something happened to my phone, so I lost contact. But when I got back on the line, everything was wonderful. I enjoyed all the encouraging words. I enjoyed all the prayers. Everybody was just on point, and it was a wonderful, wonderful shut-in. God bless everyone this morning.
Thank you so much. All right, anyone else have a comment about last night? We're still on it right now until we get off the prayer line right now. All right, at 7 o'clock, brother. Anybody else have a comment about last night? What did it do for you? Did you enjoy it? Or?
This is the Peterson. I really enjoyed it last night. It was really good. And I really enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you so much, Peterson. Somebody else, you have a comment? What, God do something for you last night? If so, tell us.
This is a slow scale. I want to first give honor to God. And all the saints on this front line. I really enjoyed this shut-in last night, especially when Dr. Stern and Evangelist Stitz were speaking. I was praying for peace in the house this morning, and I thank you, Jesus, that it is peace in this house this morning. And I'm asking the saints to just to continue to pray for me and my children, that our strength will grow stronger in the Lord.
All right. God bless you. All right. The line's open to you. Anyone else?
This is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee. I just wanted to say I was on the line from about 1 o'clock until now, and the Lord has just really been blessing, and it was very encouraging just to hear and be a part of the line this morning.
All right. Someone else, you want to tell us any specific part of it that you enjoyed or anything? The line is open to you.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I'm saying again, God has truly enlightened, encouraged me, and strengthened me, and I feel like I can truly run on, I mean for days, for the strength and the anointing and the power of God that I received from the prayer line last night. And I had two miracles that came forth in my family on Sunday. One child's leg grew out and got even where she don't have to walk on her tippy toes, and that's my great-granddaughter. And another great-granddaughter, that's her sister, was healed of a speech impairment had from birth. And I just thank God for the blessing that he stored up. And I'm inviting other people to the prayer line. I'm inviting them, and I'm believing they're going to be blessed too.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. Beautiful. The line is open to you. Tell us what it did for you last night, any specific part that you enjoyed or whatever. The line is open to you.
I'm sorry, I forgot to say one thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning, good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who's truly, truly the head of my life. I thank God for the strictness that he's poured into my body. I'm on the battlefield for him. I'm on my way out the door for work. I thank God for being on the prayer line all night long. But I especially thank God for Sister Charlotte Gray. God bless you, Charlotte Gray. Love, love. We have to continue to put the love. I tell you, God loves us throughout all our mix-ups. He loves us so much. And so I just want to say thank you, Charlotte Gray. You showed up and you showed out, and nobody gets the praise but God. Thank you, Jesus, for Charlotte Gray, for love, love, love. God bless you.
Yeah, Sister Charlotte Gray, she really brought it last night. What level is your love on? I tell you. That's something to think about. Think about that. What level? What level is your love on? Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Charlotte Gray. All right, anyone else have a comment about last night? The line is open to you. Right, anyone else?
God bless you. This is Ambassador Jean. I thank God for our shut-in last night. I was blessed to be on the line and stay up all night long and be a part of it. Hear the wonderful testimonies, the wonderful prayers, and I thank God for our guest that joined last night with that awesome testimony out of Arkansas about an experience she had at the prisons. Everything was just wonderful last night, and I'm looking forward to April. God bless you.
Right, yeah. A lieutenant, I think Ambassador Stith was talking about the lieutenant from the prison, and she gave us a testimony about how one of the prisoners had a 13.5-inch shank they had designed. We're going to kill her. We heard that testimony. Oh, my God. What a wonderful, wonderful testimony of how God brought her out. Y'all missed it. Oh, my God. It was something. All right, the line is open to you. You got a testimony, a praise report about what God did for you on last night. Anybody else?
Go ahead. Praise the Lord, my Chief Ambassador. Good morning again and again. Put on record, amen, that I thank God for shut-ins and our shut-in. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was raised on shut-ins, and I can't do without them. But thank God I can have a shut-in right in my house. Amen. Praise the Lord. With the saints of God all over the land. Back in my day, we had to come out of the house. Amen. But God has made it so convenient for us now until we're without excuse. And I truly embrace the shut-in. Amen. I look forward to the shut-ins. I'm excited about what God has done, and to hear the freshness, amen, on the line. That's why I'm sort of pulling back now to hear others, and I thank God. But I stayed up all night too, amen, and I thank God for that, amen, that he's given me that longevity to stay up in the midst of it all. I'm so encouraged. It's getting better, and old folks used to say it's getting worse and worse and worse, and I used to say, how could something good get worse? But I know what it means now. It's getting better and better and better. So God bless you, and I've already, amen, got on the ball. I want to introduce someone else to our, amen, to take a part in our shut-in the next round. Amen. The next round, I have someone else that I want to come on to take a part in our shut-in. So I'm already on it. God bless you is my prayer. And what level my love is on, I love everybody. Amen. I don't have no problem with loving. Amen. God bless you all again and again. And good morning to everyone.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Very, very good. All right, anybody else have a word?
Yes, this is Evangelist Harrell. I just want to thank God for everybody on the line. I just thank God for this line. It's just have been such a blessing to me, and you walk so much in excellence, and I appreciate you, and I thank God for this line and for you, Dr. Johnson. And all
thank you
rest.
So much. Evangelist Harrell, God bless you. Where are
Amen.
You from? Where are you? Is that the Bronx, New York? Is that that's Evangelist Johnson from the Bronx? Where are you from?
Sister? I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. God bless you. All right, I'm open to another praise report about last night.
Amen.
Anybody else want to have a word?
Amen. Amen. This is Sister Sharon Garden from area code 616, and.
Mm-hmm.
I just agree with everything that I heard last night. I was on the line listening because I'd be laying next to my husband. And I had a phone on really, really low. And so I'm talking about using wisdom. I'm trying to ease him into this. He's saved. He's Deacon Darden. But I'm trying to ease him into this, what I'm experiencing and what I done found. You know, the encouragement and camaraderie, and I just enjoy being with on the line with everyone. It's like I have a whole new set of friends and people to worship with and people to praise the Lord with on the First Fruits prayer line. So I'm working on introducing my husband to it. So like the ambassador was saying, we used to have to come out of the house for the shut-in. And so I was on the last one, and I was on last night. So I just thank the Lord for everything that I was able to hear and everything I heard. And thank you, everybody is so on point when they come on. It makes me not even want to say my little two cents because everybody be so powerful And so I'm just listening and learning. Sometimes I hear him say, anybody else, anybody else, anybody else, and I'd be like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I just don't want to say my little two cents because it sounds so pitiful compared to these great men and women of God, you great men and women of God. It's such an encouragement, such an encouragement. And you know, I'm going on and on. You know how they say old school? This is what so many of us need right now, this old school teaching, this old school training, this old school worshiping, this old school fast, this old school praying, this old school shut in. I'm just so grateful that my friend, Ambassador-elect Frierson, introduced me to the prayer line. And, you know, she kept telling me over and over again until my schedule would allow me to be free this time of day, you know. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to God for not leaving me ignorant of this. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very, very much. Beautiful. All right.
All right.
I'll take one more comment. One more.
This is Sister Jerry of Waukegan.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, by being up all night, well, I'm up all night anyway, and I was really blessed. Usually I have TV watching some movie or something, but last night, I shed it all down, and I listened to the prayer line. It was really good to shut in. I was really blessed from all the testimonies and different comments they made last night. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Why do you want to wear this raggedy bone?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, Lord. Amen. All right, we've got several praise reports. Do want to have some prayer for you all today. I want one of our ambassadors, if y'all would take it and get the prayer request today and pray for the people. That would be a blessing to me if you would do that today. Who would do that? Amen. All right. When y'all take it, God bless you. We love you.
I'll take it, Dr. Johnson, since I wasn't shut in last night. I was very tired and worn. The weekend we had a young man get killed here, and I've been working with that family trying to get some things done, the funeral arrangements and stuff. But I always enjoy the prayer line. Honor to our national ambassador and his wife, and oh God, and to Mother Johnson, and to each of you. I wasn't able to be in the shut-in last night, but I thank God for being alive. Amen, amen, amen. Is there anyone here today that need a blessing from the Lord? If you're sick and you need something from him, why don't you give your prayer requests right now?
This is the Peterson Unspoken.
The Peterson Unspoken request. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else that desired to have a part in making your request known to God?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I'm requesting prayer for First Fruit prayer line. Everybody that was on the shut-in. It could be many to go to work this morning like myself. I'm just asking God to pour the strength to us to get us through this day because I know he can do it. And I'm also asking prayer for my daughter, Lucina Diaz. I'm just asking God to just allow her to do what she needs to do, to walk off that stage on June the 19th. My daughter, Lucina Diaz, God bless you.
All right, Sister Sheila, thank you so much. He's requesting prayer for everyone on the prayer line, on these line, on the First Fruit prayer line. She also requested prayer for her daughter to walk across that stage on June 6th. I thank God for that because many of us could get to walk across the stage and get those degrees. It's going to be a blessing for them later on. Is there anyone else? There anyone else that desire prayer?
Mother D, I'm requesting prayer for strength for myself. I was in two homegoing services this week, one on Tuesday, my niece, and on last night, a member of my church. And also, I'm in the process of moving, and I want the Lord to give me strength to get these things done.
All right, Mother Desby, we thank God for you, and I hope someone is writing these prayer requests down. Is there anyone else?
Sister Lucille Unspoken.
Lucille Unspoken. I hope someone is writing them down. I'm at a point where I can't get to a pen or pencil. But Sister Lucille Unspoken.
Brother Britt, I'm calling in prayer for Minister Cartwright. She's in the hospital. Cartwright, her name is Cartwright. And I'm praying for, I don't know the family number, but the young man got killed here on the weekend. I think he was like 22. He got killed. I can't think of the family, but I want you to they're going to have the funeral tomorrow. Just remember the family. I can't think, I don't know the name, but remember the family, the one that got kicked, the boy got killed.
Oh, thank God for Mother Briss. We're glad to hear your voice, and we're going to also include you into the prayer. She said that she would like for someone to pray for this family. We, too, have the same problem here in Waukegan, North Chicago, someone getting gunned down. And I've been working with that family to come up with money to bury that person. We shall include him in our prayer, Mother Brett. Is there anyone else?
Yes. This is Aura Jackson, 912. Would you please pray for my nephew? He's 38 years old and he has breast cancer.
Sister Aura Jackson is requesting prayer for a nephew, 38 years old. And I hope and pray that someone is recording these names of prayer. Oh, is there anyone else? How many more do you want, Ambassador Johnson?
Oh, we can get maybe a couple more.
Anybody
else have
more?
Excuse me, this is Roy Jackson. His name is Damascus Jones.
Damascus what?
Jones.
Jones.
Yes.
Damascus Jones. The young man that was killed here was named Elijah Banks, and I tell you, the family is going through, the media and everything has been everywhere. So I've been wrestling with this thing to get it done. And I'm asking your prayers for me, especially. I'm tired, but the Lord has given me his peace. I need prayer for my family, too. Is there one more? There's only one more. One more prayer request. All right. If there's no more prayer requests, we thank God for those who made your request, and we know that God is going to lift you up and bring you out. We're praying this morning for the different requests that was made. We would like to, Dr. Johnson, do you want me to go on and select someone to pray?
Yes. Yes, I would.
All right, Ambassador Stern. I know you may be tired, but the Lord is saying to me that you is one of the ones that I'm asking to pray, if you will, and Ambassador Gina, if she would pray too. Ambassador Stern, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, but I didn't take the prayer list down. Remember Sister Peterson, Mother Brett. I stepped away, and I didn't know that no one was recording the prayer list. I don't know if Evangelist Williams, did you record them? Amen. I stepped just away to say something to my daughter on the way out. Amen. When I shut in, I don't see family at all because I'm in a whole different part of the house. But I would pray as the Lord leads me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God will get the glory no matter what. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, and God, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, hallelujah, for, oh God, for these last hours that we've spent fasting in your presence. Oh, my, what an awesome, oh God, outpouring you allowed us to have on us this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We
thank
come
you.
Right now, God, and in my memory, oh God, touch Sister Peterson in a prayer request this morning. You know you care, and you know all about it in the name of Jesus. And oh God, as we come and embrace Dr. Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey, oh God, she's been serving in the community, oh God, in the name of Jesus, doing good and what you would want us to do. We pray, God, that you lift her up this morning, strengthen her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We impart strength in her, over her, under her, all around her. We undergird this woman of God in the name of Jesus. But most of all, we pray for the family, oh God, of this young boy that was gunned down. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, that is help for the family in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, soothe their aching pain. Oh God, I know that they're hurting, oh God, but only you that can console them, oh God, the way that they can be consoled. And we thank you, oh God, that there are people like Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey, God, that can do it in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for soldiers that are still on the battlefield fighting for the Lord. Lord, we come praying for the family of that Mother Britt put before the prayer line. God, I didn't take the name, but God, you know, oh God, you know all about it. Touch that bereaved family this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless them. Oh God, gird them up, Lord. Gird them up with prayer. Oh God, in Psalms it say it's the strength that girdeth us up, Lord God, and that's the strength that gird up one another when we're going through the valley, oh God, of the shadow of death. Oh God, we come praying, I believe it was Sister Harrell, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We come this morning and we ask you, oh God, kind master, you've been with us all night, and God, you're still with us this morning. And thank God that we serve a God that neither sleep nor slumber. And we thank you, oh Holy Spirit, we this morning for the leading and the guiding, oh God, in Jesus' name this morning. Remember our chief ambassador right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We know that his task is greater because he is the leader. But God, we undergird him this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that we pray for him from the right side to the left side, from the up to the bottom, oh God, from the top to the bottom. Touch him, Lord God. Stretch out, oh God, his arms that he can get strength, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for the man of God that is doing a great work, and leading your people to the path of righteousness where we can drink, oh God, of the water, of the true water of God in the name of Jesus. And now, God, as someone else is going to take over the prayer, we just want to thank you, oh God, for everything that you've done for us, God, because you are God, and God all by yourself. And we thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Hey, I'm not going to say amen. I believe Ambassador Gina, if you would take it over from there. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
And Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you that you remember those that have been up all night long, God, those that have to go out to work, Lord. I'm asking that you provide travel mercy for them in
thank
the
you.
Name of Jesus. Keep them alert on the job. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them. In Jesus' name I pray. God, look on the young man with breast cancer this morning. I know that you are a healer of cancer, God, and I'm a
yes.
witness just like so many others on this life.
You,
Jesus.
Ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you heal him, God. Let your will be done in his life. Look on the family, God. Look on the person that brought his name to the prayer list this morning. God, you've heard every prayer request that's gone up. Look on little Sister Lucille, on her unspoken request, Sister Peterson's unspoken request, and anyone else that didn't get in with an unspoken request this morning, God. We're asking that you look upon each one of them. You know the conditions and the circumstances, God. And I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, that you be in the midst. God, look on those children that are planning to graduate this year. We're asking you to look on every senior, every child. God, we're asking you to help them, God, clear up their mind and keep them focused. In the name of Jesus, God, look on their parents, God. Take the worry away from them. Give them peace. Peace in the valley, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. God, every prayer request that has gone up today, Mother Digby, we're asking that you give her strength, God, for this move that she has to make. Strength, and remember those families that are going through bereavement and their time of bereavement, Lord. We're thanking you in advance for everything that you're doing for us. In Jesus' name, we pray. And God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning very tired. Oh, God, we have put in some hours here trying to get this young man buried, Brother Banks. Oh, Lord, we ask that you would bless the little family, the Banks family, and all of the families. And we ask on tomorrow that there would be no chaos at the funeral at First Baptist in North Chicago. We ask that you would protect and just cover this morning with your blood. Cover North Chicago. Cover every prayer request that came forth this morning on this prayer line. The other young man that was murdered. We thank God for you, Jesus, and we just know you love us. Bless Ambassador Johnson this morning. National Ambassador Johnson. Sister Ambassador Betty. My God. And Mother Johnson. And all the ambassadors, all of the leaders, those that have been struggling all night long and giving to you what we need to give. Oh, my God, we need a miracle. We need a miracle. We need a miracle, God. And we ask that you would bless everyone, everyone that was on the prayer line, on the shedding all night long. Give us strength, Lord. Give them strength to endure while they work. Give them strength, Lord, to be able to do their jobs today, wherever they may be on this land. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you for the, oh God, for the surprise and all of the things that you've done for me over the weekend. And we pray right now that you would bless, all bless Brother Sissom, who's in the hospital and mother in the hospital and have not come out of surgery, come out of surgery, but have not come out of the anesthesia. Oh, God, open up a door for Mother Sissom. Open up a door. Let her come back to life, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing and everything that you're ever going to do. Oh, my God, both her and her son is in the hospital, and we pray now that you would heal, deliver, and set free. Thank you this morning for everything. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You are now back in the hand of our national ambassador, Dr. Johnson. Ambassador Johnson, are you there?
I am here. God bless you, Ambassador Lick. Thank you so much for carrying the baton. And we are over time this morning. Well, yeah. No, we're right on the money here this morning. Thank God for you and all of you who have come and spent the whole night with us as we spent the night. God is so good. Let's just tell him thank you one more time. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Thank And we know our slogan this year is Miracles Like You've Never Seen in 2014. These all-night shut-ins are just pumping us up for June. You don't want to miss it. Also want to remind you all that tonight is Thursday night. The Youth Prayer Line will convene here at 7 o'clock tonight. Dial the same number to be a part of that. Followed at 9 o'clock Central Time with our blog line. You can be a part of the blog line by dialing 646-595-2035. That number again is 646-595-2035. We thank God for our Chief Ambassador being with us all night long. And, Chief, we really want you to get some rest today. We thank God for Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, and all of you all that join us. At this time, I'm going to turn it back over to our Chief Ambassador for final remarks. God bless you.
I want to commend all of you on the line, those who were responsible for 30 minutes last night of leading prayer for 30 minutes worldwide. Amen. Can you read that list for me? I just want to commend everybody, those who took part in doing the 30-minute to an hour sections.
Absolutely. We want, first of all, want to thank God for our Chief Ambassador who led us off. And then at 9 o'clock, we had Lady Betty, who had a guest, Bishop Andrews, and we thank God for his testimony. We went to Sister Thelma Rush, Sister Charlotte Gray, Sister Lucille Angelo, Sister Sheila Moore, Ambassador Patricia Stern, Ambassador Gail Stitz, Evangelist LaTanya Williams, Sister Ronaldo Jones, Mother Willie Johnson, Sister Gwen Seitz, Sister Geraldine Garnett, Sister Anna Johnson, Sister Harrell, I'm sorry, Evangelist Harrell, Evangelist Palmer, and then right back at 6 o'clock with our Chief and Black Ambassador. God bless all of you all. If you weren't on, you missed it last night.
It was certainly a great, great, great night. And I want to thank all of those who participated and said, Pastor, I'll take that slot from 9 to 9:30 or 10 to 10:30 or whatever slot you had last night. You were a great blessing. The Lord showed up and showed out. We're here again with Mother Johnson. She is improving me immensely. Yeah.
Amen.
She tried to run over me with her walker last night. I tell you. So she's funny, and I try to keep her laughing like Ambassador Stern said. Somebody else sent me some money. Who was that? Sent two checks of, I think it's Evangelist LaTanya, or somebody who sent Mother Johnson some money. And I said, Mom, I said, you know, you sure you're going to be here to spend it? You know, boy, get away from me, you foolishness now, foolishness. Let me have my money. Amen. Doing well. Anytime people want their gifts, they're doing well.
Ambassador Hagen.
Yeah, that's right. Ambassador Hagen, they get stronger and stronger. So anytime they try to run over you, they're getting strong. Bring in your prayers. I believe it's her time to be used of the Lord even more than ever. I still stand by the words I said, that the enemy is trying to get rid of the senior saints because they know too many of the secrets. But thank God that he allowed her to stay with us a little longer here. God bless all of you. We love you. And may you have a wonderful day. And may something tremendous happen to you today. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. This is Thursday night. And don't forget the youth prayer line with Ambassador Gina Hodges. God bless you. Thank all of you for being with us again. And keep me in your prayers. I love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Join us on the blog line tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you.